From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Audie Cornish. When it comes to courtroom antics, some of you may think of Al Pacino in And Justice for All.
If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr.
here.
Kirkland, you are out of order!
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order! They're out of order!
While that makes for good drama, lawyers have been worried about a growing lack of basic civility in the courtroom. The American Inns of Court is an organization devoted to, among other things, promoting professionalism among lawyers. One branch in New York City recently held a courtroom behavior refresher course, put to song, and called it a civility seder. Joining me now is Bruce Turkle, a lawyer and the man behind the civility seder. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you.
So this song that you guys played in the course was called If Lawyers Were More Civil. People might remember the tune from the musical Fiddler on the Roof. What's the point you're trying to drive home here?
I think the point was I actually had written that with Judge Sullivan in mind, who performed it, who's an amazing jurist as well as a real talent. This song, like many of the songs in that presentation, were approaching civility in the courtroom and among attorneys from different angles. And what he was trying to get across was from a view from the bench that if lawyers behaved more properly, if there was more decorum, if there wasn't so much infighting amongst themselves, that judges could get on with the business at hand and not have to bother themselves with things like a denial of a request for a short adjournment or a very basic discovery dispute that really takes the judge's time and really should be resolved between attorneys.
So help us understand, for those of us who aren't totally familiar with some of these legal terms, what kind of behavior is considered rude in court or otherwise?
I think in court, the types of things that judges typically, you know, do not like to see is instead of addressing the judge, attorneys start sort of hectoring with each other. That the subject matter of why you came to court that day was something that they thought could be resolved between the attorneys. It didn't warrant having to take the judge's time with. You know, it has to be within the limits of professionalism.
Here's the thing. Does anyone want a polite lawyer? I mean, isn't the whole point of having one who's going to be a kind of bulldog on your behalf?
Well, I think that, you know, those who write about this talk about the fact that many times the contentiousness, the nature of the adversarial system is in response to what clients are looking for. But I think that what I'm speaking of is acting in a civil and professional manner. I'm not saying that they have to be polite and be opening the doors for people, but I think that they have to respond. They have to wait their turn. They shouldn't be speaking over the other attorney. I think that they shouldn't be involved in, you know, sort of name calling or editorializing about, you know, the arguments that are being raised. And that's different than merely being polite.
Bruce, so another song that you play in your presentation. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the lyrics. What do you talk about in the song?
Sure. That was our finale. It's to a song from Hair, Aquarius. And the nature of this civility seder, which it was a presentation we made at our Inn of Court, is that it was the exodus, as you find in the seder, the Passover seder, but our exodus was from the land of scorched earth, where you had these no-hold-bars attorneys, and they find, you know, righteousness. And so by the end of our presentation, they are now able to exodus from the land of scorched earth into the land of civility.
That sounds epic. Right. Bruce Turkle, a lawyer and the man behind the civility seder. Bruce, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.